جناب رئیس آقای مارک پکستیان، آقای فلیپو گرندی های کمیشنر، عالی جنابان، خانم ها و آقایان، بعد از ظهرتان بخیر. آقای رئیس،
Mr. Chairperson Mark Pexton, Mr. High Commissioner Filippo Grandi, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, let me thank UNHCR for all its efforts and continued support to the refugees, returnees, IDPs, and the other member states during this difficult time caused by the pandemic. Mr. Chair, Afghan forced displacement has entered its fifth decade, a testimony not only to the resilience of the Afghan people and the generous solidarity displayed by host communities, but also to the protracted character of the crisis and its devastating impact on Afghan people. Our region unfortunately hosts one of the largest and most protracted displaced populations in the world. Mr. Chair, with the negotiations between the delegations of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan and the Taliban underway, there is a high probability for an influx of returnees coming back from the neighboring countries. To address the challenges, the Afghan government undertakes its responsibilities by consideration of the Global Compact on Refugees, Migration, SSAR Support Platform, and 2019 UN Secretary General's High Level Panel on Internal Displacement.
دولت افغانستان بیش از هر زمان دیگر
Mr. Chair, the Afghan government is more than ever before committed to ending violence, ensuring lasting peace, and expanding the hard-won gains and progress as Afghanistan has achieved in the past 19 years. We hope for an immediate, comprehensive, nationwide ceasefire that benefits all Afghans and contributes to the stability and global security. The people of Afghanistan, through this process, sincerely hope for the realization of their long-sought aspiration of the for a peaceful Afghanistan. Mr. Chair, Afghan refugees indeed hold a long-lasting desire to return home whenever conditions are conducive. The return of some 5.3 million Afghan refugees since 2002 speaks to that reality. Their sense of belonging and compassion for their country is unwavering and transcends the boundaries of time, despite decades of displacement abroad. This desire to return must be supported, and solutions inside Afghanistan, notably robust support for sustainable reintegration, must remain at the center of our joint and targeted efforts. Return and reintegration of Afghan citizens is therefore one of our highest national priorities.
باوری همیشگی ما این است که راه حل پناهندگان افغان عودت داوطلبانه، ایمن و آبرومندانه آنها به افغانستان است. آقای رئیس،
Mr. Chair, the government of Afghanistan is committed to fully implement its obligations under international law and support any initiative that could lead to durable solutions, voluntary, safe and dignified return. Just after the signing of the New York Declaration, which established the Global Compact on Refugees and Migration, Afghanistan has officially announced its support for the implementation of GCR and GRF. Our vision is very clear: a prosperous, peaceful and secure Afghanistan will bring new opportunities for all and put a real end to the protracted displacement of Afghans. We have long held the belief that the solution for Afghan refugees lies with their voluntary, safe and dignified return to Afghanistan. Mr. Chair, despite the many formidable challenges, including COVID-19, confronting Afghanistan today, there are also critical opportunities such as the upcoming 2020 Geneva Pledging Conference on Afghanistan. We have made sustained efforts to firmly embed the needs and the imperatives of solutions for returnees IDPs into the national development strategies and plans, including the second Afghanistan National Peace and Development Framework for 2021-2025, as well as other relevant national priority programs. ANPDF2 is a five-year framework that defines the development priorities of our country, recognizes and reaffirms our commitment to solutions for millions of displaced Afghans, and includes key components to enable sustainable return and reintegration. Mr. Chair, let me assure you, the government of Afghanistan is staunchly committed to ensuring voluntary repatriation and sustainable reintegration of all displaced Afghans. Over the years, we have implemented a solution-oriented response that has tangibly improved conditions for returning refugees and internally displaced Afghans. Mr. Chair, on 16 December 2019, on the margins of GRF, the support platform for Afghan refugees was launched by the High Commissioner, which we once again thank the High Commissioner for his continued support to the SSAR. For the follow-up of the support platform, a high-level meeting on the support platform for the SSAR was convened by the United Nations High Commissioner on 6 July 2020, in which several states participated and expressed their interest in joining the core group of the support platform. The inaugural meeting of the core group of the support platform for SSAR is scheduled to be held on 7th of October. We expect support of the international community for the SSAR core group. Mr. Chair, in line with the solution strategy for Afghan refugees and more recently the SSAR support platform, we have identified and prioritized 20 priority areas of return and reintegration where targeted humanitarian development peace investments can enhance the absorption capacity and bolster the reintegration prospects with significant and immediate impact on the lives of entire communities, including returning refugees, IDPs, and local communities. As we take firm steps to pursue a peaceful and stable Afghanistan, the reinvigorated support of international community is needed more than ever before. We truly heartened that 10 states and other stakeholders have already joined the core group of the SSAR support platform in a clear demonstration of continued solidarity and support for Afghan refugees and their host communities. It's worth mentioning that on 17 September, the President of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, His Excellency President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani, allocated €600,000 in humanitarian aid for the victims of the tragedy at Camp Moria in Lesbos through UNHCR operation and in line with GCR and the spirit of responsibility and burden sharing. Excellencies, let me conclude by thanking all our partners who generously hosted and supported Afghan refugees and migrants.
در پایان یک بار دیگر از همه شرکای ما که سخاوتمندانه از پناهندگان و مهاجران افغان حمایت و میزبانی کردند سپاسگزاری می نمایم. تشکر.